This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis. We're looking at this study on the total depravity of the human heart. And we saw in our last study there, looking a little bit at soul winning, how that thing has taken over so now. And we find that no man can lead a person to Christ. It's all the work of the Holy Spirit. I want to tell you, my friend, no preacher, no personal soul winner has anything to do with salvation. Every sinner, whoever gets saved, finds himself dealing directly with the Lord on a personal basis. That's right. That's right. And no man can enter into that secret closet with that convicted sinner while he's dealing with his heart and doing his work of revealing that sinner to himself. That's what happens when the Lord saves a sinner. We begin to see ourselves as we are, knowing that we need redeeming. We know we need washing. We know we need cleansing. We know we need forgiving. And the Lord lets us know that we have a redeemer, a substitute. Oh, listen, one who is his surety, our scapegoat. You remember the story of the scapegoat there in the wilderness, and in Hebrew children, where every year they would catch up a scapegoat, and the priest, the high priest, would lay his hands on that goat and confess the sins of the nation. And a just man would take that man, that goat, in the wilderness and where he never could return again. Our sins never return again, my friend. My sins have been paid for by my scapegoat. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. And no wonder our churches now are what I call a hotbed of sin, of worldliness and corruption. We have substituted decision for Christ and church membership for the new birth. And it's amazing to me what I see on the market today, so to speak. It's amazing to me how frivolous and how silly that we find folks palm off for salvation. And I see in these national magazines that I receive, they have a little business card size thing usually on the back page. And it says, if you pray this prayer, Jesus, it says Jesus. It doesn't say Lord. It says, Jesus, I've sinned. I know it. And I'm sorry I sinned. Would you save me? Amen. And this preacher, this magazine editor, who's a preacher, he says, now, if you prayed that prayer, you're saved. My friend, that's just making you 2-4 more the child of hell, because you believe. Folks believe. They say, well, he told me. He told me I was saved. As we look further into man's total depravity, we find that a man's heart is incurably wicked. Incurably. That means incurably by man's achievement. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart, your heart. Brother, you sit up there and listen. Would you do that? Old trucker driver, 18-wheeler driver, you get off up there at the next place and get some fuel. You listen. Will you do it? Your heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Man is not only the most deceitful creature of all of God's children, but it's incurably wicked. That means I can't cure you. The doctor can't cure you. Man has gone out of God's way and walks in the path of his own opinion, because wickedness is the essence of is man's opinion. Wickedness, in essence, is a man's opinion. Folks call me or write me, ask me, Pastor, why haven't the Lord saved me? I tell them, because your will has never been broken. You got an old stubborn will that you love. Man is enmity against God. Go look up that word in the dictionary when you get a chance. Man is enmity against God and is not subject to the law of God. Man will not bow the neck to the will of God. I've had men in my face say, I'll not have this. I won't have that blood and guts religion. I won't have that man to rule over me. Well, let me tell you something, friend. The Lord doesn't need you. Would you listen? Would you just sit up there and listen? The Lord doesn't need you. Don't believe that. The Lord doesn't need you. He doesn't have to save you. You know what the Lord needs to do for you to go to hell? Just leave you alone. How many millions and beings today are there on this earth whom the Lord has never touched? Oh, it just scares me to death, my friend. And yet it makes me so humble to know that the Lord stooped down and saved this poor old sinner, the old trailblazer. Why? Why did the Lord? I don't know, except he loved me. He loved me, my friend. Man in his own sight is his own God, whether that man be in the pulpit or the pew or the world. Therefore, all that man does in his natural state is evil in the sight of God. Titus 1:16 says, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate. Let me read that again. Titus 1:16. They profess that they know God, but in works or in reality they deny him, being abominable and disobedient unto every good work reprobate. Have you ever took notice of humanity, friends that you know, family maybe, as you see how they live, just the average home today where there's no work of grace been done, folks live like hell. They do. Our children are coming up just jerked up by the hair of the head, so to speak, and then we wonder why many of them have gone astray. We wonder why many of them sit in their room and watch pornographies, because their pa does it, or either their ma does it. But my friend, listen. A reprobate is a man in his natural state, because that man is strongly and definitely and defiantly set against the truth of God's word. If you're not saved, you don't believe God's word. If you believe God's word, you turn to him. Therefore, all of his works, all of your works, all of my works, before the Lord saves him, dead works. Dead works. You may be a socialite. You may be a Bible teacher. I see so much of that going on today that I hear radio preachers and pastors, TV radio preachers, and they all think they can teach you something. They never talk about Christ and him dying for sinners. They never talk about the blood. They don't talk about Holy Spirit conviction. They don't talk about man being a sinner. They want to teach you, instruct you, so that the Lord will accept you, to shake some preacher's hand, and or either be baptized at a young age, and or either old age. My friend, would you just take stock? Would you think about your soul? Would you just slow down just a moment, old trailblazer? Folks, salvation is of the Lord. That's God's word. It's not of man. It's not of preacher. It's not of Holy Spirit. It's not of speaking in tongues. It's not of doing penance. It's not of doing those things to harm your body and to inflict your body and all. It's not that. Salvation is trusting the Lord. And you won't do that until you see that you need him. If you never see your need, you won't never trust the Lord. The salvation is Christ lifted up on the cross. For what? For paying my sin debt and your sin debt and the sin debts of all of God's elect. The message we heard the other day, the pastor said, shall come or bring them. All that the Father giveth me shall come. Do you ever think about that? Shall come. Shall come will bring you. Oh, my friend, listen. Before man is saved, his works are dead works, reprobate works, works of darkness, works of Satan. Does that describe you, my friend? It does me. It describes me. In salvation, God sets aside all that man is or claims to be and creates a new man in Christ Jesus our Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, go there and read it when we get through. If any man, if any woman, if any child be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things have become new. Now, let me ask you this. Has old things passed away in your life, my friend? That life that you lived back there in your when you were single before you ever married and been around whoredom and adultery and fornication and all of those things, are those things been covered by the blood? Have they? Have they, my friend? Is that hatred for God been washed away in the blood? My lady friend, is all of your sin that you've covered up all these years, is it covered under the blood? Just turning over a new leaf, my friend, is not salvation. I know that's a misnomer in these days. Just turn over a new leaf. Well, whatever. Turn over a new leaf. But my friend, salvation is trusting Christ. He is a propitiation for our sin. He takes the place. He does away with the sins of God's people and washes you whiter than snow. Oh, we sang that song here, whiter than the snow. And I wish you'd think about your soul. Would you just think about your soul? I'm not interested in you bragging on the old trailblazer or holding me up to the folks. No, I just want you to trust the Lord. I want you to seek the Lord with all your heart. And he says he'll find you. The Lord, if you come to the Lord seeking the Lord, he'll find you. He says, I stand at the door and knock. Knock, he's knocking at that door. Shall come is knocking at your door, my friend. Won't you just admit that you need someone to pay your sin debt? Have you ever admitted that? I ask my folks here sometimes, have y'all ever looked in the mirror and said, am I saved? Go in there next time you go put the powder on your nose, lady, and look at yourself. Am I saved? You young girls in there primping in the bathroom, would you just quietly say, am I saved? I go to Sunday school and all of those things, but am I saved? Old Trailblazer asks you to be honest with your soul, because it's the greatest thing that ever happens to you, if it ever does. And without it, you'll spend eternity separated from God. Not only separated from those who love you, but separated from God in the fire that where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Oh, my friend, we'll pick it up in our next study. Remember, you call the old Trailblazer any day. I'm always here in the morning time. And my phone number is area code 225-664-8658. And I do appreciate you praying for me and for helping me. I do. I'm remiss in telling you how much I appreciate every one of you who send me a dollar or 20 or 100, whatever. And then remember the old Trailblazer's address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Whoa.